to consumers now in like whatever way it manifests, whatever that may be. There's a lot more options. So.
And you can direct it directly to your face, right? To almost to the
there's
name.
There's so many mediums that you can use. That,
like, there's no excuse.
You have like $100 a month to pay for an iPhone and have every account you ever want. The reason you need.
What was I going to say? A good example about the.
You guys like go to school lately?
What's that?
No,
I'm. I mean, I used to go to Frankfurt, but I live in Florida now. But
I'm 24. So.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I go down V.
Oh, when you get older, you're gonna want to look young.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I won't be fine.
But I was gonna say a good example of like the. Of like a rapper doing some stuff out was like Russ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it definitely took him like a lot longer. But like he literally just like.
And he never would have made it like previously probably.
No. Because they would have tried to made him like a mainstream or whatever. He just really just talked
his shit. He did his thing and kept going.
Kept knocking.
Like, AJ, I don't
he's like unique
to
album artwork
here?
And stuff like that. Like all those little visual components.
Dude, he loves it though. You know what I mean? You can just tell.
So you can.
Puts out good work and fucking. He literally does that. He's
yeah,
like, he just, like, makes the beats, writes the songs.
Okay, I didn't
think
he was
calling
this.
And he said, like, yeah, like, 90s. Before, like, what they
weren't
or whatever.
A good analogy that I always hear now.
What's that?
A good way to look at, like, the amount of work it takes. I heard this one, I saw a YouTube video talking about this one, how. Basically, you have to be blind to like short-term results in any situation. Like, you just have to trust in your process and know
long-term,
you just keep knocking, like all that stuff.
I mean, because it's really, it's like Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of what other people thought, regardless of what the consequence was, like, he was just gonna do what he thought he needed to put out in the world.
All right, buddy. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like if you can break it down like that, but I mean I think religion's not the right idea. I think some people are just following it the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely needed to propel humanity forward at one point, but I think we've evolved past the need for the framework. Like the ideals still ring true, but like
I feel like if you can just interpret it, you know what I mean. That's why I like Jordan Peterson, because he like does like these sick interpretations of like old mythology stories that like intertwine that is like somehow in our minds, like DNA, because of all the stories that have been told like, for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It's just like ingrained, like the reason why we're scared of snakes.
Yeah.
Is because like
those like
tormented
those, like,
tribes
those
for thousands
stuff,
of years.
Like ancestors' memories, like actually.
Honestly, yeah. That's really, I forgot that's even like how it really works.
Animus thing.
And that's really how it is though. So you have like that, and really it's just kind
nature, right? It's like,
and I feel like we're kind of breaking out of that, like we're ignoring those feelings when those are real, like, you know? And then like forever, people wanted to create things that lasted like forever. That's why they would like carve shit in the stone and fucking create these things that last better now than like we create today.
Yeah.
Like we created out of like these sick like copper or whatever things, and like it took like probably like 50 years to make.
Well, like think about.
But they thought
like,
about like the long
term. What was required for the longevity back then versus now? Like you can create something that like underneath it isn't even strong at all, but it just looks good and you can take a picture of it. Like, compared to like having to cast like a marble sculpture.
Yeah, exactly.
Just different levels.
If, that's what I mean. Same way. Like, you just pretty much interpreted it through our year. Yeah.
For sure.
Because some people be like, oh, well, you know, that was back in the day, whatever. It's like, well, now it's like we have internet and fucking books and fucking, you know, all these things. There's so many ways we can put it out there. Like, who knows? It might not even. It's like Van Gogh. Like, he didn't know his whole life. He thought his paintings weren't good enough until he died.
But, like, now that instant feedback, like, and social compared to the process of like an artist putting something out there before you gonna reach the 10 people in your town.
Yeah.
That was like
exactly. They're just that's really what it was. Like, yeah, like 9 people. I showed like 9 people.
Yeah. Who knew nothing about art?
It's too simple now.
Because I just spent like 3 years. Yeah. But dude, we just kept doing it though. That's
pause there.
Yeah, but lately, I've just been fucking studying a lot. Kind of just getting the information I need to fucking do what I want to do, you know? And then also just limiting distractions, kind of setting myself up. Like, what do I really want? Why am I really doing this? And, dude, I mean, really, it was like a seemed kind of dark, you know what I mean? Because it's like, fucking, I have no friends, you know? Mm. It's like, I can't really...
But, like, that solitude also, like, reveals yourself a little bit, you know?
Exactly. Like, you find out, like, what the hell do you really want to do? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, when you could separate yourself from, like, everybody else's, like, life path and, like...
Yeah, like, no one else's opinion is fucking, like
it's
clear
the ultimate,
subconscious.
Like, it's the ultimate, like, yeah, like, what do I really care about? Not being influenced by outside forces. And
dude, that's huge. Because
sure.
Your subconscious, the definition of that is, like, it influences your thought and action.
Yeah, like, you gotta be able to separate, like, I try to value everyone's opinion, like, to an extent, but at the end of the day, it's like, I can wipe that slate clean and be like...
Yeah, it's like, you have to know, like, you have to know, like, and that's, like you said, knowing what you want, where it's like, you can take someone else's opinion and maybe use it to help what you really, truly believe, or it's just gonna be someone that someone says you don't really agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not gonna, like, their opinion isn't gonna make you change your, like, purpose that you believe
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
You gotta be rooted in like your core vision, I guess.
Yeah,
then, like...
but like you said, also being open because maybe they do have that, you know what I mean, that piece of information, and that just comes down to really knowing yourself.
For sure, like it's one of those things where you don't want to let like short term opinions of people that aren't really in context or like in your shoes like dictate your moves, but you also want to be able to learn from like
because then you could you could learn from that outside perspective.
So like
it's sometimes
balance,
you may be just thinking about
balance,
it too much.
I guess like you gotta be. You gotta know yourself, but you gotta be open minded enough to improve yourself, I guess.
Yep. So. But dude, I've been doing also a lot of writing. Just kinda like so I've been setting up a newsletter, like an email newsletter, and I just been fucking gathering emails, just texting everyone, like have paying like other people like 50 cents if they get me an email or shit like that. So I got like 80 emails. But as soon as I get to like 100, I'm gonna start sending out newsletters like each week.
Mm. Talking like fitness stuff or like
dude. Anything. I'm gonna have like 3 different newsletters that you can sign up to, and I'm gonna probably have one like more like business life. You know what I mean? One more, probably my brand, whatever like I'm pushing. Either it might be like the clothing brand or the podcast, like something I'm gonna be like pushing that like you can buy, and then the other shit is gonna be more like free information, like free business tips, and then free fitness. Tips and shit like that.
Just like that supplemental info that you're hoping to like.
And then I want to get young kids. You know what I mean? Because then it's like if I can get young kids in high school and then they're growing through high school, once they're in their like senior year, the young kids are going to wonder like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, like how they're just like the same thing. Like we looked up to you guys and we're in ninth grade and you looked up to like the kids older than you when they're in senior year, you know?
Yeah. And like, it's hard to see right now, but like all the shit that we're talking about and we're doing is like very new relative to like you know the powers that be in the world right now.
Dude,
so like
yeah,
if
like,
we can get ahead on this like one day we will be the powers that be and
exactly
like,
we gotta take full responsibility.
Like we feel in a room of like 40 and 50 year olds right now like you struggle to feel like you're the dominant force, but like one day we'll be there.
You will be the person in the room. So. That's fucking and like you said like the word's out but it's still
like
not being taken, it's
like
kind of out there, you know what I mean? But people are still kind of like ignoring it.
But like more and more, these things are becoming like accepted norms, you know? Like 5 years ago, if we were doing this, you know, some people might think this is stupid right now, but 5 years ago, we would have been like, what are these guys even doing? Like, and we probably would have been saying that.
Dude, that was the best time to do it though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the people that are like
the real early adopters of this.
Yeah, the people that were like believed in it before it was even a trend, you know? Like, that's kind of, it's like we kind of grew up, I don't want to say a little late, but, like, we grew up with not the internet, like, brand new.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of grew up and it was, like, kind of happening already. You know, like, we're in fucking
but, like, even
fifth
that,
grade
like,
looking
compared
up
to, like, I look at my brother and my little brother and, like, the world they grew up in compared to, like, the world we grew up in, even 5 years, was way different.
And they, like, that's influences, like, a lot, I feel. You know?
For sure, like, they grew up with the iPhone in their hand, you know?
And it kind of makes them a little smarter.
Yeah, in the way that, like, smarts are actually, like, in the ways that intelligence is actually valued today, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no right or wrong, like...
That's true.
You know, like, people are, like, 50-year-olds are still really intelligent, but, like, what's that intelligence worth in 2018, you know?
Yep. Yeah, and it could change.
It's changing study, right now.
You could study something your whole life, and then, like, the whole fucking... The internet comes out, and you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, what happens when, like, yeah, Alexa is everywhere in 15 years, and, like,
dude,
any piece of information is just, like, instantly available on command. Like, is memorizing the periodic table going to matter at that point?
No, you don't need to do it, because it's all right there.
Like,
dude, I was just talking to Ethan and Jim about it. I was like, because right now they have pretty much, like, big screens like that. They'll talk to you, and they can, like, dim the lights and shit. But I was thinking, it's going to be the point where, like, this whole wall is going to be a screen, and it's pretty much, like, a voice in your head. And it, like, knows, like, pretty much it'll call you out on what you're doing right or wrong, and it'll, like, literally you'll be a person, and it'll almost be, like, that second voice you talk to in your head.
Yeah, right.
But it's going to be out loud on the wall, and they're going to be able to, like, lock your doors or shut down the lights or turn on the TV or...
Plankton talking to his screen. Like,
dude, honestly, like, though. Like, it's going to be, like, an actual thing. And it's probably going to be the whole wall. And I've got this fucking... That thought from the Fahrenheit 51. Or Fahrenheit 150, 451 or something like that. I forget what the movie is. But, like, their mirrors were, like... little talk screens, and they pretty much is like if you were reading a book, like then there would be an alarm go off, and then like the firemen who were not firemen anymore, they would just take books from people because they didn't want people to think for themselves and learn and shit like that, which is pretty, it was good shit. And this dude wrote this book in like the 50s type shit, and he like called out some like pretty cool shit that like subliminaries kind of happen, like people don't really, like businesses don't really want, and corporations and politicians don't really want you to know, like, the truth. Because then you realize that you're not dependent on them.
Yeah.
Which,
now, like,
you know,
the way communication's moving, like, everyone has a voice, and, like, the powers that be are no longer in supreme control of flow of information, you know?
That's a huge shift.
It's a huge shift.
And then, because of that, they're trying to manipulate the leaders and trying to convince them to pretty much not put out, like, those... I mean, because the thing is, also, it's still hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's still hard to, like, you know, overtake CNN.
Yeah.
Like, as, you know,
like, there's still a lot of skill.
Joe and John's podcast. Like,
yeah. It's still a lot of skill that's involved in it, but.
But, yeah, the shift is happening, and it's here. Like, there's some, like, with all the political turmoil right now. You know, the fake news debate and what's real and what's not, like, these things are what's going to keep these networks in check down the road. Like,
it's kind of crazy. People are still washed up in it, though. Like, that's why we need to do this, is because it's like, even though, like, you know, there may be a good percentage of the people that are starting to wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
But, like, there's still a huge percentage that's not.
But, like, think about in 1950, like, the intelligent conversations that were happening behind closed doors that never got released to the world because there was no medium. Like,
yeah, nothing.
If
no
CNN or NBC, like, wasn't ready to pick this up, or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, like, it wasn't getting released. But now it's, like...
And they manipulated what's going to get released.
Sure. And now, like, you know, if you're good enough in whatever facet of life, you're going to get that attention, like, if you work for it.
Dude, 100%. That's fucking deep
and
shit.
And that's powerful.
Like, yeah, it is.
People still want to complain about it, though. Like, and like, it's never been easier to get yourself out there than it is right now.
It's almost hard to get yourself not out there.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
But now, like, the thing you got to navigate is, like, everyone's going to eventually be trying. So there's going to be, like, increased competition. But it's better that everyone legitimately has a chance now, I guess.
But, dude, that's when it comes down to is being, like, your authentic self, too. Like, that's what really separates you from other people, is, like, you're not trying to please the people. Like, you're doing it because you truly like it and believe
and
in
it. And
that's
when you're going to be at your best.
Like, yeah. And that's how you're really going to inspire people and fucking be able to make that separation between you and that competition. Because other people are just trying to, what do people like? And I want to, because by the time you find out what people like, you need to know what people want before they even think what they even need. Like, you know?
Yeah, for sure. or else someone else is.
And really, that's just your thought. Your thought is what needs to be out there. Because there's always going to be people growing up, and there's people not in our shoes now that will be in our shoes in 10 years. And there's people that are not in our shoes that might be able to take our perspective and at least help them guide. But
yeah, man. Let's cut that for now.
Let it rest. Beck, we're going to a commercial. This is brought to you by Larry's, what is it, Family Guy's? Larry's note cards. Randy's note cards. If you want to.
Jack's Joke Shop. This is
right Jack's Joke. No, it was one that he had a podcast and he was really like. Like he was reading note cards and the ad was for note cards so that you can read advertisements on the note cards. It was like brought to you by something's note cards. I might need to look that up quick.
No, I was just saying, like, the things that people think they need to spend money on is just outrageous in 2018. Like,
because it's not a competition. They think that they're in competition with each other.
But, like, I get, like, the big flashy type things. Like, you know, my major expenses, like, I drive a nice car and pay for, you know, this apartment, which I don't need to. But, like, I'm not going out and, like, buying shit just because society says you need to buy like fall decorations, you know? Like,
yeah.
There's just things that like you don't need. Like.
Dude, yeah, there's so much, even little shit. Like, most people, like, they don't need cable. Like,
yeah,
you can
like,
sell a
cable.
Lot of shit. You can
for
fucking.
Sure. Like, at the end of the day, you need nothing. Like, nothing. A young male needs like a floor to sleep on.
Yeah, literally. Maybe a couple, nothing.
You know, like, and, dude, if you scale it back to like what you really need. Like,
dude, that's why I'm creating this brand, though. It's the. Winners travel light.
Yeah, right.
But it literally, that's exactly what it represents. Like, you don't need anything other than your mindset to see a better future and your fucking courage to literally just take
action. And, like, don't get me wrong. Like, having nice shit is cool. Like, I'm not gonna...
It's fun.
Like, you want to, but, like, you don't get to that point by, like...
By buying it.
Yeah.
You get to it by sacrificing a few years and fucking...
For sure.
Putting in some
and then,
money.
Like, most people, like, you hear stories of all these people that are like, well, dude, you got $10 million in the bank. Like, go spend it. And it's like, nah, that's not what I do. You know, like, once you get there,
yeah,
how do you, like...
Dude, really, you wouldn't know until you get fucking that much. But they say that the money, it will expose you. You know?
I feel like Gary Vee says it all the time, money and fame don't change you. They just expose you.
Dude,
like,
that's
for what
a
you
fact.
Are, right?
That's
but
a fact.
I consider, you know, myself, you, like, good people at this age, like, at this point. And I don't plan on, like, I plan on having millions of dollars one day. But, like,
but you don't plan on changing.
I don't plan on changing and becoming some, like, fucking dickhead all
yeah,
of a sudden.
You should be
you know?
A nice guy and a genuine human being
yeah.
for the rest of your life. That's who you are. And,
so,
and then, really, the money is just, like you said, it's going to be able to expose who you really are.
Amplify
and put you in a better position to help people and to help yourself. So it's like, that's fucking a fact, though. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like you look at like people that like, grew up with abundance, like, obviously they're gonna be like terrible people from the start. You know?
Dude, that's always the craziest thing, though. It's like, people that grow up and it's like you already have everything.
But, at, like, I'm 100% serious in saying that, like, I feel bad for the people that did have everything.
Like just handed everything.
Like
here's a Ferrari.
Yourself, how do you prove
under
yourself now? Like, even coming from a, you know, middle class, the upper middle class family, like...
And there's where's the conflict?
Like,
you know what I mean?
Right? Like, my parents always, you know, I had everything I needed growing up, but it's not like we were living in abundance. Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I walked out of the house at, you know, 21 without... with like $1,000 in the bank, you know,
exactly,
like I didn't, it's not like I had a trust fund, but
yeah,
know,
that's what I mean. Like we were given everything we needed, like thank God for them.
Yeah,
but it's like you said, we didn't fucking get handed $2 million since we were 18 years old.
And I'm glad I didn't, because I'd never be able to shake that entitlement. You know,
that's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's like, and then it's like I feel like it just you sleep better at night, and it just feels better when you earned all that.
Definitely.
From zero, especially from zero. It's like having $1,000, you're like, all right, I'm going to take responsibility, hop in the apartment.
Oh, for sure.
Get what I need to get to travel and find out what I like and do what I actually want to do and fucking keep pushing at it and then get in there. It's like, that's really the best part is like having that story behind you to
yeah,
tell and
yeah.
That's what's going to be
for
inspiring
sure.
to people.
For me, personally, like when I left my parents' house, you know, still in grad school, still working full time at that point, I had like no concept of like what the real value of money was. Between like just spending money on dumb things and, you know, just gambling, doing whatever else, you're living in the security of your parents' house, like nothing else really matters. You know,
there's no repercussion.
You go home at night and you have food.
No, like, worry about payments.
So like I left and I'm like, all right, like now this is really time to like get serious. Like I always said throughout high school, college, like my finances don't really matter right now. Like, you know, it's going to change anyway, but then like it really hit me. I'm like, I got to really bear down now.
Yeah,
like,
you have to actually
start building the life I want. So, you know, 2 years later, it's like, I'm glad everything worked out in good timing.
Like you said, you're still young too, man.
We're crazy young. Like,
especially with medicine now and just like the technology. It's like people treating themselves like shit when they were 23. Yeah. 25 years old.
And you were finished. Like you were 23, you were like married, kids, working in the factory, like,
yeah, your beer gut was coming.
Like, your sense of enjoyment was like getting home at 6 o'clock and eating the meatloaf and drinking
a beer while you're just like watching the news.
Like 70s sitcom.
Dude, I always think though, it's like I kinda would like to live that life. But it's like I wouldn't be able to do it every day though.
Nah.
Like the details of it, like the broad aspect, it sounds like a good time, but it's like the detail of it is like sitting in work and then maybe having your wife fucking complaining and bitching and hasn't fucked you and shit.
Like being able to separate yourself from like this arbitrary societal timeline, like I'm 24. And I am living on nobody's schedule but my own, you know?
And that's amazing.
Like, being able to do that and not, like, succumb to the pressures of your parents and, like, the people around you. Like, I get it. Like, you know, maybe by not really having my, like, long-term, you know, future figured out right now, like, you know, wife, kids, all that, like, maybe one day I'll regret it. But at the same time, like, I'm only accountable to myself.
I mean, yeah, you're really just doing what feels right deep down.
You can't force the issue, you know?
Yeah. And really, it's like, dude, that's why I like to quote, like, you got to go in the tunnel, like, regardless if there's light or not. Like, it's like, it just feels right.
For sure. And that's all you can really do. Yeah.
Like, if it feels right to you and it's, like, deep down, it's like you can, regardless of what happens, like, you know you're going to become a better person because of it. And then you do it.
100%.
And sometimes, you know, you may not get much out of it. And like you said, there may be regret, but
there'll be more regret
if you fuck. You know, there's always regret. Jay-Z, you got to learn to live with regrets, dude.
For sure. Reasonable Doubt.
That's a classic, too.
This is the number one rule. Yeah, it's classic.
Dude, that is one of the top. Let's go. What's your top five hip-hop albums?
Oh, top five hip-hop albums.
All time.
Whew.
That's a big one.
All right, so there's obviously like the real, real classics that everyone wants to hear.
You can spit them all out and then organize them down.
Yeah, like Reasonable Doubt, for sure. Blueprint, for sure. Illmatic, of course. All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
Ready to Die. Like,
yeah.
The major
like,
ones.
Those are like that. Yeah. Like, if anything, is like there's ever a topic, like those are the few pictures that pop up.
Like Enter the Wu-Tang, for sure. Born Center by J. Cole is a big favorite of mine.
Dude, Kendrick, J. Cole's, Mad City, I like. Like, there's definitely some new shit that's, like, up there, dude. Like, J. Cole is definitely fucking...
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty diverse in my, like, rap, I guess, what I enjoy. Growing up, it was always, like...
Some 50, maybe,
Yeah, like, Get Rich or Die Tryin', it's a classic.
Yeah.
Growing up, I was more, like... kind of out of the times and listening to like old school stuff, like me, you, or your brother would listen to
some, you know, old hip hop
stuff, like even Tribe and like
like
Rick and stuff that kids weren't listening
Big
to.
Big Daddy Kane,
but now
fucking...
for sure. But now I'm like, I also like was always a huge Wiz fan, like just because Wiz like does what he wants to do and he
has the best choruses of all time.
He built his like brand from the ground up, you know. So like to me, you know. Cushion OJ is one of my favorite.
It's authentic too, dude.
He like brought that new sound for sure. Even like I'm a huge Yeezy fan too, because he kind of brought his authentic sound and his brand. Like he built it from the ground up. Like,
dude, that Honestly, like, I completely forgot that I was trying to get a list in my head, but dude, fucking Yeezy's got those albums. Solid ones too.
For sure.
Like multiple good pieces of fucking work.
College Dropout. Even like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was crazy.
Awesome.
Like people think College Dropout, Late Registration is the two, but I'm even like I've been a fan of everything Ye's put out. I don't identify as much with some of the newer stuff, but it's still like good music.
Yeah, I hear you. I haven't really touched much of it. I didn't even touch his like his newest album.
Yeah, I don't know much about his latest release, but yeah, it's, to me it's, I don't know, it's all good stuff. Like the game's changing for sure. I feel like we're almost moving away from like top to bottom albums, like everything's like Apple Music singles now. Like,
dude, yeah, it's just that one song. Like you said, the albums are kind of like not as
like the
valued. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like, but like that was like that was it. Like that was your artwork. Like that was your whole story. It was the, you know what I mean?
Well, I think like G-Eazy did a great job on The Beautiful and the Damned, like painting a picture of like a top to bottom album.
I didn't even listen to G at all.
Like, you know, people have certain opinions on him, but I really have always respected his hustle and like. He kind of just went for it. Like, he was this tall, skinny, white kid from,
word.
Like, Oakland.
Dude, he's solid
like,
as fuck,
I'm gonna like, create my own sound and just do this. And it didn't work out for him for, like, 7-8 years. And he just kept going and going. And now he's, like, a global superstar. Like,
exactly, dude.
Like,
that's the best, though, hearing that, dude.
Yeah.
It just
gives like,
you,
I respect that more than, like... Like, I listen to... I support artists for their story sometimes.
Exactly,
more so than,
dude.
Like,
that's what they say what your brand is. Like, your brand is your story unfolding, like, as we speak, you know? And that's how you really get and really relate to your customer and make them trust you, you know? Like, even when it's, like, you're fucking trying to get with a chick or something, it's, like, just tell them, like, an old story or something, like,
yeah, right.
Gets them, like, involved and, like, you kind of have, like, an emotional connection to the character, which the character is you, and then it's, you know what I mean? And then it's, like, you trust, and then it's, like, you want to support them or and be a follower and be, you know?
Brand
be a promoter
everything.
Of that brand.
Brand is everything.
Dude, they say the story is your brand. It's not about the... Actually, the background of my phone is a Seth Godin quote. It says, marketing is not about the stuff you make, but about the stories that you tell.
100%. Like, you look at like certain artists and... Like, no matter what it is on Instagram, Twitter, like, I'm going to like their stuff, you know? Like,
yeah, because
you just respect them
everything.
You,
it doesn't matter what they come out with. Like, it's, like, their mindset and their mentality and that drive and their message that they're putting out. It doesn't even have to intertwine completely with yours, but you just respect that a lot. And it's, like, I don't know.
Like,
it's just, go ahead.
No, like, you know, Gary Vee stuff, you know? Like, I'm going to like everything he puts out.
Exactly, because it's, like, he was a, it's an... And it's like any of those people in your life that influence you to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you always got to give
praise.
But
how do you feel like... Here's another one that, like, I feel like once people can truly appreciate this, like, you're just in a happy place in life when you realize that, like, every experience, good or bad, has pushed you to this one spot right now.
That's huge.
Like, there's
that's
no regret.
Huge.
You know?
That's what I mean. There is no regret. And I was just talking to my mom, too. We were talking about, like, business a little bit. I was trying to tell her, like, she should start, like, a website and sell her oils.
Yeah.
And, like, she has, like, natural mouthwash and toothpaste and all this shit.
Like, even just branding on Instagram or something. Like,
I said, I'm like, do this, like, you know, like, promote it a little bit. And she's like, oh, like I did that for, like, years for, like, Mary Kay and stuff like that. But I'm like, but now it's, like, do it
for you.
Like, and it's...
Like, just have... If it's something you love, you're having fun with it. Like, it doesn't even matter.
Exactly.
Like,
and then I'm like, that's really... Anything leading up was just a story. That could be part of your story. It's like, you know, you could say, you know, I worked for Mary Kay and I realized that it's like I was making money for a big corporation and busted my ass for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I was just getting, like, some scraps out of it. And, like, that's just part of your story. Even though I said it, it's like, it's never too late. I'm like, you're friggin', like... I'm like, you're 50 years old. It's like, think about it as in, like, you literally have, like, another half left. It's halftime.
Right. It's hard to put yourself in that perspective because, like...
But then you just gotta say, like, all these stories, like, Ray Kroc, fucking McDonald's at 55.
Yeah.
Like, J.K. Rowling wrote, like, 40 books before, like, Harry Potter came out.
No, it's just true.
Most entrepreneurs are 50 years old when they start their businesses. 40, 50 years old.
No, and like it's hard weird to get to that point
when you're 20 years old.
But like, that's what it is. Like, and people don't understand that like failed ventures or like to what most people might consider not successful or to whatever metric you're gonna look at, but like all that stuff is valuable to your growth. Like one thing leads
and
to
then
the
it's the most vital knowledge you can get.
Yeah,
like anyone can tell you about like the feeling of losing everything in a business and having to start from the ground up. Like you never can explain it to someone unless you actually feel it. Until you 100%. Lose like 20K.
Yeah.
Like you
until you're scrapping.
Like I can tell you I lost 20K, but you don't know how that feels until you've lost fucking 20K in like a
month. I know. I can attest to like my lowest points and when I've learned them or when I've learned the most, you know.
Dude, and that's like it's hard to accept it in the moment, but you if you can just have that voice like say like even though it is this bad right now, it's like in the end this is what I'll be this is how I'm looking.
Like this
right
is what's going to push me forward.
This is my growth, this is my test.
So it locks like living off experience, right? Like
dude, it's such a fucking...
Shout out Styles P.
Yeah, honestly, that album, Money, Power, Respect, might be in that top five list.
Yeah, for sure, underrated.
Live off experience.
That's all you can do.
So they say there's two ways to learn, from stories and from self-discovery. And you can't really truly get the experience, really, from a story. So there's like... You just have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like examples, like it's tough to like people get caught up in the trap of like you have to have everything so planned out and like so calculated before you take action. But like I'm finding more and more that it's better to just take the action.
Just go, dive in.
Like you gotta. Like there's obviously certain situations where prep and like planning will put you in a better spot to succeed. Mm. But like you can't be handcuffed by like. Having to make the perfect play.
Yeah, you can't like don't test your feet in the water like 100 times and then like test
sometimes
your hand
you
and then
it.
Put it in a cup and look at it. Sometimes you just gotta fucking just jump head first.
Yeah.
You know? Might be dirty water, you get out, clean off, and then you got a lot better fucking you've done more already. Now it's like while they're still testing it out, you know that it doesn't work and you're already moving on to the next thing.
But like to be able to do that, like it all ties together, like you gotta be to be comfortable doing that, you gotta be like comfortable living minimally. You know, like you can't it's hard to have like $3,000 of bills a month and be like, all right, I'm just gonna dive into this, like with you know, with all these uncertainties. But if your like mindset is, I'm gonna sleep on the floor and like, you know,
dude, it's the risk reward thing.
Yeah, like
you know, people don't want to take the risk of them losing what they have and losing their reputation because, dude, it's entitlement and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like, oh, I need to have at least. You know, a 2018 car and the newest phone. I need to at least have the newest thing and the newest this, and I need to at least
be handcuffing yourself with those decisions. You know.
Yeah, and then you're just putting yourself. You're fucking a slave to your own thoughts, and it's just causing you to fucking not be yourself. But I forgot where I was even gonna go with that. But
yeah, we're just.
But it's all true.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say like kind of living on the risk and not seeing the reward of it. Like, I see the reward of going into a small apartment that has nothing. I'm sleeping on the floor. Because, like you said, like, that's the best part in life. Like, I want to be able to tell that story. I want to be able to fucking have that moment with me forever.
And that'll put you in the best position to be able to, like, truly live the way you want, you know?
Exactly,
like, some people get it twisted and think that it's about checking all the boxes. And, you know, you'll be happy because you drive the BMW and you got... you know, this many expenses, and at the end of the month, you got $3 to save. But, like, you'd really just be happier having nothing and having $1,000, you know?
Exactly,
like,
dude.
That's why, like, I
that's a huge
don't
one.
Get it twisted. Like, I'm, my first year out of my parents' house, I'm spending, like, no money, like, living in a
you start taking shit seriously.
Four-bedroom house, like, with three other people paying, you know, $300 a month. Like, you know, this move here... you know, it has cost me a lot more, but at the end of the day, like, I'm still saving a ton of money, and I'm
dude,
not,
exactly.
You know,
and then you also know that you're learning a lot more.
Yeah, and, like,
being
I
able
need,
to be on your own.
Like,
and,
needed this experience here is almost, like, motivating me with just, like, the culture around here right now, and I feel like I'm in a different mindset now.
You're elevating.
Yeah.
You're growing right now.
But, like, I might just go rogue and, like, after this year lease is up, like, go back to, like, living on the floor somewhere. Like,
just degrade.
Yeah, like, just to say
downgrade
it. You know?
Like
I don't
want to
get too comfortable. I don't want to get too comfortable here.
Yeah.
Like,
just constantly put yourself in like an uncomfortable position. Dude, that's huge though. It's like
conditioning yourself, you know.
It's like, yeah, can you go from a nice house to a shitty house and own it?
Like Gary Vee says it all the time. Like, I got 100. I'm worth 180 million, but it's the better feeling is knowing I could live on 10,000.
Dude, that's a
like,
fact.
That's
the mindset, though.
I secretly wish that I lose everything.
It's like being happy with nothing, but know that you can create a better life, so you do it. Like, it's like there's never your mindset's constantly the same. Like the money is just it's gonna make life better. It's a luxury.
But like you don't need it.
I don't need it. Like, you can fucking like you said, we're males. We can literally just sleep on a floor in a corner.
Yeah, for sure.
With a little book bag with our fucking goods in it. Like, just start stashing the money in there. Fucking just work.
A little bandana knapsack.
Yeah. With the stick in the sack. That's it. You don't need shit.
No, you don't. And it's not to say that like having shit isn't good because it is. But like. It's much better to have shit knowing you don't need any of it than it is to, like, get your sense of purpose from that stuff, you know?
Dude, that's
like,
huge. Might have to repeat that one.
Right?
Like, might have to repeat that for the ones in the back.
Being able to be happy without it is the key to success there.
And then also seeing that you have the power to do it, but that's not going to dictate your... end result. Yeah. I don't even know how to even put it, but it's beautiful.
It is what it
so
is.
So you don't need shit, but we know we can get it, so we'll do it while we're here.
Yeah, and like you'll be able to make the decisions to like you won't be handcuffed by the life you have if you know at the end of the day like what you're happy with, you know.
Dude.
So that's
kind of
my mindset right now. Like I'm going on 2 years working for, you know, a large company, and I think I've gotten a lot out of it. A lot of different experiences and dealing with people and kind of operating within a established framework. But as much as I've learned, it's kind of taught me like 1,000 ways I wouldn't want to do things, right? Mm-hmm. So like Thomas Edison, you know, how many ways did he learn not to make a light bulb, right? So like out on my own, you know, and start my own business one day, you know, hopefully sooner than later, I'm going to like have tremendous insight in like how to build a good culture and like how to cultivate people and like, just by learning how not to do it, right?
Dude,
like,
that's really it. I just read that quote the other day. That was an awesome one, though. He's like, I just found 10,000 ways how it didn't work.
Yeah. And, like, people, like, I just think people got to be open-minded about this stuff. Like, some people will be like, oh, like, you're working for a large company and doing this and that. Like, you're a sellout. Like, you're not really a hustler. Like, you're not going to do that. And I'm just like... all right, like, you're a hustler that is doing nothing, you know? Exactly. What are you doing? Like,
you have to take a step back in order to take a step forward sometimes. Like, people are trying to, like, make it look like that they're the business person.
But they're just
but
not.
But you're not yet. Mm-hmm. It's like, and that's really what it comes down to. It's like, knowing that I can start a business in a few years, but accepting that all I'm doing is delivering pizzas.
Yeah. And you're fine.
But it's like, I'm owning it, and I'm saving up my money, and I'm learning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's not like, and I'm creating opportunities for the future. But
for sure.
It's not like... it's just, I feel like people get it twisted up. Like, you're trying to make it look like right now, it's like, I'm doing the thing that I need to be doing, and I'm going to make a front.
Yeah, everyone's fronting. Like, I know, like, me personally, I had to, like, the path I took, staying local, college, like, taking on, like, no debt to go to a small, like, local school and, like, live
genius.
Home. Like, I learned a lot that I need to, and I always had something to fall back on. Like, I've, you know, a master's degree in business. Like, do I want to, like... leverage it to do all the traditional things like someone with a master's in business might want to do and go work for some huge company? Like, no, that's not my end game, but I know, like,
you can always,
you know,
do
I can always
that.
Fall back on it, you know,
at the end of the day. It just comes down to testing what your true capability. It's almost like, it's like pretty much as like you working for a corporation is like you just working out at your 50% of your one rep max all the time, and it's like kind of like never trying to hit 80% 90%. It's like really just being scared of the failure. But you can always just drop back to that 50% and just, like, rep it out.
Yeah.
But it's like, you'll never know you can hit fucking 90 unless you put some damn weight on the bar and take a risk.
But, like, yeah, like, having to operate in a, like, big company framework has kind of taught me, like, all given me ideas to kind of what I would do if I were out on my own, like, how I would do things better, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's given me insight to, like, certain inefficiencies and, you know, certain things that I know I don't want in life, like, back to the 1,000 ways not to do something idea. You know, so I don't think it's a waste at all right now. I think every experience has kind of guided me to where I am now. And it's given me, you know, insight into things I otherwise wouldn't have gotten. So I don't think there's a right or wrong.
For a reason.
There's not a right. A lot of these things, there is no right or wrong. It's like, what can you take away from it? You know?
Hey, dude, that's huge.
And people don't get that.
Because it's like, I went to fucking fire school, right?
Yeah.
Some people may look at it as like, why did you just like waste your time and go to fire school and like didn't really do anything with it?
But you know, but it's
like,
out of it.
Now it's like, I'm really interested in scuba diving.
Yeah.
And it's like, I took a lot from firefighting and can and like bring it to scuba diving and take a lot of things mentally and how to attack like a situation, control a situation, how to
translate to other areas,
how to save like your life in danger. It's like I still learned I could take away a shit from it, even though I'm not a fireman.
Yeah,
and I can always draw back. Like, I could be a fucking fireman. It's like I have a good fucking certificate to show people to get a job, and I'm fucking in shape, and I could do that. But it's like I know I can do more, and I'm just gonna take from it what I can. And move on.
For sure.
You know, when other people be like, I just wasted time.
The thing about, like, even school, too, it's like, you know, a lot of these things you might not directly need, but, like, I know, and, like, going to finish my master's and stuff while working, like, I push myself to new limits. Maybe in the stuff I was learning might not even be directly, like, transferable, or, like, I might not need it, but, like, knowing that I could work at that level and, like, you know, meet deadlines and do shit, like, I could take
gives
away.
You the confidence.
Yeah, like, okay, like, imagine if I'm applying this work to, like, something that I'm truly passionate about, right?
Yep. That's what I mean. It gives you, like, the, it's like, you know you can do it, and now it's like, now if I can just do it for myself.
Yeah, right.
And then, really, I feel like a lot of it is just, like the self-discipline. Like people can't do something for themselves, but if, like, their boss tells them to do it, then they can get it done right away.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham Lincoln always, like, one of my friends believed in me when I was young, and I didn't have the heart to let him down. Like, that's pretty much how you have to live, like, with yourself, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do it for yourself. Like, don't make sure that's done to make sure he's happy. Like, make sure, that, I mean, but kind of do it.
Yeah, you're, it's a little bit of both, right?
That's why it's funny how he said it. He's like, I didn't have the heart to let, like, my friend down, but what he wanted was for me to full out my potential.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, once you have, like, people do have that heart because they want to make their boss happy and they'll do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. But if you can change that on you, like, you don't want to let the people that believe in you down, then it, you just have so much more responsibility to do what you feel like is your purpose to do.
No, there's definitely power in that.
Well, we're coming up on 40 minutes, man.
No, it's just off the dome, too.
It's not bad content. Not structured, not organized. Just
it's free flow, right?
Yeah, you know? And the cool thing with this app, too, is that I can, like, delete segments,
edit
like,
the whole thing out.
Shit's crazy nowadays, so.
Love it.
But dude, yeah, that's a good piece of content that'll just last forever. And you can always take clips from this, and we can post them.
So in 5 years from now, when we're, like, famous and, you know, really branding ourselves.
We can just draw up these clips, random clips.
This is the moment right here, yeah.